KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Welcome to another Friday Financial Update with Brian Cochran, John Moore Associates. Brian, thanks for taking the time to join us. And again, as always, thank you for your support of Christian Radio in New Mexico.
Yeah, I'm always happy to do it. And there's always seems to be something new to talk about. So.
Yeah, there certainly is. I saw midweek the Fed is looking at raising interest rates again.
Right. And this continues to push on some themes that we have been discussing really for the last 18 months or so with this planned interest rate hike cycle that we are in, where the Fed continues to raise rates. And I think maybe, Steve, the first thing to touch on there is why are they doing that? You know, why raise rates? Who does that help? Who does that hurt? And really the motivation here is to try to slow economic activity as a way to battle ongoing inflation, which continues to be problematic and high, even though it's come down a bit.
And what Wednesday did they announce in way of a rate hike?
So they announced another 0.25% or a quarter of a percent rate hike, which puts us to about 5.25% on the interest rates, which is not at a historical high by any means. But what's been unique about this interest rate hike period that started early last year is just how rapidly the Fed raised rates. So for a while there, they were doing 0.75% at a time. So we've gone from basically 0% interest rates to over 5% in just over a year, which is not the fastest rate hikes we've ever seen, but pretty darn close.
So who would be for tax interest rate hikes, and who would be against it?
Yeah, there certainly are winners and losers, and the biggest probably losers are those who have variable interest rate debt, which could be a household, an individual that has a credit card. Those are variable rate debts. Maybe you have a home equity line of credit that is subject to variable interest rates. These types of rate hikes will hurt those who have variable rate debt. So that can help the banks that are charging variable rates because they can earn more interest off of you. The people this benefits is those savers who are on the other side of the equation, where maybe you have an online savings account or a money market fund or something that is tied closely to the current interest rates. So the higher these rates go, the more interest you earn. So you get to be on the benefiting side. We sometimes quote Albert Einstein, who said, compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. And those who understand it, earn it. And those who don't, pay it. So you have to understand, you know, which side of that equation you're on. So this is a very good motivation if you're struggling with some debt to continue prioritizing paying down those credit cards, because they'll only hurt more and more as these rates continue to rise.
Okay, now someone who does have variable rate loan or debt, how would you counsel them? I mean, do they have options to move, you know, that debt to something that's not?
Well, we always talk about the allocation of resources between live, give, owe, and grow. So you're either putting money towards your lifestyle, you're giving it away, you're paying things you owe, such as your debts and your taxes, or you're setting aside money to grow for the future. So live, give, owe, grow. So the first thing we do is with someone's debt is try to assess their allocation between those and see if there's opportunities to put more money towards their debt by maybe compromising some things in their lifestyle, which tends to be the biggest source of competition. So if there's maybe places where you can cut expenses and pay more on your debt, you would do so. We are big fans of the snowball strategy of paying off debt, where you start with the smallest debt first, eliminate that debt, and then use the money you were putting towards that debt towards the next smallest and moving forward. So having a debt payment strategy of one kind or another would be the biggest priority here. Start getting intentional about how you're using your debt and how you're paying it. I think a lot of us got a little relaxed with our finances over the last couple of years, and now we have to buckle down and be a little bit more smart and a little more conscious of how we're spending our money.
Well, Brian, what needs to happen before we see interest rates drop again?
Yeah, the Fed really wants to see inflation get back down to their target. And their target is 2% year-over-year inflation. Some people suggest that they might be willing to settle at 3. So we need to keep seeing that interest, or excuse me, that inflation decline. And the Fed may have already increased rates enough to accomplish that. It just takes a little bit of time. So one prediction that we see in the marketplace right now is that the Fed's most recent rate hike this week will be the last, and they will simply hold these rates for several months, waiting to see what the economic impact is of, again, this very rapid rate increase we've seen over the last year. And there are signs already that the economy is slowing and that there's some warning signs of recessions ahead. So if we have a recession later this year, early next, that would be the trigger for the Fed to change from focusing on inflation and instead then focusing on supporting economic growth once again.
Okay, so action from the Fed, would this be a good illustration? You know, instead of doing, you know, they just did a 0.25% rate increase, instead of doing 0.5 or 0.75%, is it like turning a big ship, you know, where you if you do too much, you've overcorrected and you could, you know, run into, you know, unintended consequences.
Yeah, and that doing too much, maybe being late and having to overreact is probably the most common criticism of the Fed. These rate hikes started, in hindsight, much too late, so we had to do them very quickly. And now some people are concerned that the Fed raised rates too far, and we may have a more painful recession. Right now, the consensus estimate for recession is that we would see economic decline late this year and actually see the economy shrink rather than grow. Right now, it's still growing, but growing at a slower and slower rate each quarter. And if that happens, that would be a sign that the Fed probably went too far. They'd rather not create a recession. But right now, it looks like it'll probably be a minor recession. But if it, in hindsight, we find out that the Fed went too far too fast, we would know that because the recession would be more severe, which would constitute more job losses, slowing corporate profits that hurt stocks, you know, a slowing housing market, a lot of those other impacts that we typically see in a period of recession.
All right. Well, we've been visiting with Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates, our Friday financial update. And Brian, as always, I love to encourage our listeners to check out the free insights tab at johnmoore.com. There's always great information there, including often the things we talk about here. If people are headed over there, what are they going to find?
Well, we just posted our latest blog about tax planning strategies. So if you're reflecting on the taxes you just filed last month, or maybe in February or March, and you're not really happy with the way things turned out, it's our encouragement to take more proactive approach when it comes to your tax planning. And a lot of people wait until the fourth quarter to do that, but we provide some recommendations on how you can start now to make sure that when you file your taxes next April, you don't have any negative surprises.
All right. Well, I appreciate the time you take each week to bring us the Friday financial update, Brian. And thanks to the whole team at John Moore Associates for their support of Christian Radio again in New Mexico. And I do want to encourage our listeners to put on their calendar. Brian will be in studio with us for a full hour later this month on May 26th, we'll spend a full hour going over our Friday financial update. So put that on the calendar and join us every Friday with Brian on ABQ Connect. Brian, have a great weekend.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.